Tomorrow, the Journal of the American Medical Association will publish a proposal signed by more than 9,000 doctors and medical students. It calls for the establishment of a national health care system that would be administered and paid for by the federal government. NPR's Joanne Silberner looks at the likely fate of the proposal.
This is not the first time that a group of doctors has proposed a national health care system. Quentin Young is coordinator of a group called Physicians for a National Health Program that has been pushing it for decades. At a press conference today, Young said doctors like him want to replace health insurance from private companies with a health plan run by the government.
This is a strategy that will reunite us with our patients and get the corporate profiteers out of the consultation room.
The group last pushed the idea in the early days of the Clinton administration, when the White House was working on a health reform plan. Clinton said the idea was alluring, but he ultimately pushed a proposal that would have changed, not eliminated, private health insurance. Marcia Angel, another petition signer, says a government-run system is the only solution.
Nothing else will work. And the public, now that we have this downturn in the economy, is feeling the collapse of the system painfully. And sooner or later, they're going to want something done.
But a Canadian-style government-run system? Angel and other supporters point to a recent poll by the Pew Research Center for People in the Press. It shows that 74% of people would forego a tax cut for government-guaranteed health insurance. But Bob Moffat of the Heritage Foundation says support for a Canadian-style health plan depends on how you ask the question.
If you were to say to people, are you in favor of universal coverage, they're going to say yes. If you say to them, do you want the government to run the health care system, they're going to say no.
Last November, people in Oregon voted on establishing a statewide government-run system. By 4-1 margin, they said no. That didn't surprise Moffat.
Americans don't really want to be told what to do. They don't like the idea of being dictated to in personal matters, particularly matters relating to health care.
A government-run plan would mean government would make the decisions that insurers are making now, what medical costs are covered, how much doctors are paid. With a Republican president and a Republican Congress, the chances of a huge new government program would seem vanishingly small. That doesn't daunt Steffi Woolhandler, a lead author of the proposal. She hopes that as health care costs increase, Americans will demand a government-run system.
We're seeing the crisis really deepen as health care costs go up in the face of a cool economy. So that nexus, that coming together of rising health care costs and the cool economy means we really are facing a crisis.
Several smaller medical organizations support the plan, including the National Medical Association and the American Medical Students Association. But while 9,000 doctors have signed on to the plan, there are 800,000 doctors in the country. The American Medical Association opposes it, saying that while a change to the current health care setup is desperately needed, the solution should build on the current system. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.